Welcome to the New and Living Way Church, Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His servant, Pastor Olaide Olaniyo. Be blessed as you listen.
Your mouth is not talking about it to God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your mouth is what? Not talking about it to God. Now, Satan knows how this warfare goes very well. Because it is not even about the articulateness of your speech, I found. Every time you open your mouth, do you know what comes out? Every time you open your mouth, whether it is vocal or not, you know what comes out? Breath. Thank you. Every time you open your mouth, it's spirit that comes out. Every time you open your mouth, is what? Spirit that comes out. It's spirit. You don't talk words, you talk spirits. Scientists know these things. What they say, what you are hearing now is sound waves. I am pushing sound, it's converting it, and it is amplified, and then there's an interpretation. Your ears reverberate and interpret it into your own, but it's reading spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's reading spirit. Every single time you open your mouth, whether in articulate speech or anything, it's breath that comes out. Is what you are pushing out is breath. And that's why I said no sound is actually without signification. Now say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, amen. I pray we understand the import of this thing. Amen. You know, when the Lord began to show it to me, I just like, wow. All my believing years, even though I've heard things that are close to it, I've never really seen it this way. Because even though I've heard prayer, I've heard teachings, I've not seen the import of the things that the Lord is saying to us this way before. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm not just saying spirit to God. I'm also releasing spirit into the air. I'm not just saying spirit to God. I'm also releasing spirit into the air. So one of the things that Satan wants to shut is our mouth. Because you can think it, you are thinking righteous things, you are thinking it in line with the word of God, but you are not releasing anything. So prayer is not just talking to God. Every opening is also a well, you are releasing something from the heart of the spirit or from the spirit of your mind into the air. You are releasing something into the air. And what you are releasing into the air is potent. Is what? Is potent. Is potent. Is potent. Because later, by the time you will start seeing the types of prayer, type of prayer by faith, we will now see that it is not really every prayer that is directed at God. Are you understanding it? It's not every prayer that, when I mean directed at God, you are not necessarily asking God to do something. You are just confident that He will do it as you say it. That's that Mark 11, 20. Let's read it again. Mark 11, 23, 24.
But verily I say unto you.
Verily I say unto you.
That whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Now wait, wait. Whosoever. Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
So whosoever is whosoever. Say whosoever is whosoever.
Whosoever is whosoever.
He didn't qualify whether they are believers. He didn't qualify whether they are brethren. He said, whosoever. Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Any kenny. Whether young or old or minister or member. Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Say whosoever.
Whosoever.
Uh-huh.
Shall say unto this mountain.
Ah. Or talk to God. To say to this mountain.
No.
Shh. Are you sure that's not the way they wrote it in your Bible? No, please let me open your own Bible. What it is? Is it no, sir? Tell God to command this mountain.
No, sir.
Huh?
No,
sir. Shall do what?
Shall say
to this mountain, huh?
Be thou removed.
Be removed. And be cast into the sea. Who is the person talking to?
Whosoever
is talking to the mountain. Uh-huh.
And shall not doubt in his heart.
And will not doubt in his heart.
But shall believe.
But that shall believe that what?
Those things which he said shall come to pass. Which he
said shall come to pass. He does not doubt in his heart. He believes that the things which he said shall come to pass. Uh-huh.
He shall have whatsoever he said.
Yes, then the next verse. My problem here is the therefore. Are you understanding? If he didn't use therefore, I would say there are two disconnected issues. Abi, there is the saying that is not prayer. Then there is the one of what? Then he now said, therefore, based on this principle, I say to you that what? Whatsoever you desire when you pray. Whatsoever what? Ye desire. When you pray, what do you say in prayer? Your desires. In answer, the same way you believe and not doubt in your heart, also do it concerning prayers. And then what?
Believe
that ye receive them and what? And ye shall have them. Amen. So say amen. What I'm saying is that prayer is not necessarily directed at God to do something. Amen. Sometimes prayers is also what you say as a result of your conviction that God, as a result of faith, when you have come to that zone where you are beyond doubt. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you are in that zone, when you are beyond that, it's not just what to do. Sometimes you pray to, prayer is the distance between anxiety and peace of God. Is that not understood?
Yes, sir.
So when you are anxious, you pray. Mm-hmm. Be careful for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication. So, you pray, you can pray to pass unbelief, to pass anxiety, to pass carefulness. Are you understanding? But it is not, you don't only pray to surpass unbelief. Prayer is also what you do after you have come to that zone of faith where unbelief has been overcome. And then you are not presenting this issue before God to sign off. You all know that it is already done. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
sir. Are you understand? Did you understand what I'm saying? Prayer is you pray. Some of the part of the limitations that Jesus Satan puts in the place of prayer is anxiety, unbelief, cares. And to overcome those things, you have to stay in the place of prayer, because all of those things fortify unbelief, make you distracted, so that you won't come to a zone of perfect faith or breakthrough where you believe that you believe that you believe that you are persuaded that you believe that nothing in you or outside of you can convince you otherwise that God has answered this prayer. But overcoming that is not just what is not all that has to do with prayer. Even when you have now overcome unbelief, are you understanding it?
Yes, sir.
That nothing wavers inside of you. The Lord, say the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord. You have liberty to speak. Say speak.
Speak
concerning things. And that utterance is not idle words. Say idle words. You know, Jesus talked about Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. Say that we will give account for every idle word that men speak. Men shall give account of it. Is that? Let's see Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Amen. Look at let's see, okay. Let's start from verse 32. Whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the earth, the mouth what? A good man out of a good treasures of the earth bringeth forth what? Good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of the earth bringeth forth what? Evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account in the day of judgment. For what? By what? By your words thou shalt be what? And by your words thou shalt be what? Now, what does he call idle words? What did he say? For every idle word. That word idle is inoperative, ineffectual. Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
For every word that is what? Ineffectual. That means our words are resources. Our words are what? Our words are spiritual resources.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. Our words are what?
Spiritual resources.
One of the things that they looked at Jesus was that they looked at him, that his words were not like the words of the Pharisees, that his words were with power.
Amen.
They noted in Mark chapter 4, in the book of Mark and Matthew, that his words were not ordinary. Now, I discovered that one of the things that impregnates words, is enough spirit, is enough prayers. If you see a man that has stood in the place of prayer, his words are weighty. His words are what? His words are weighty. Not just accurate. Do you understand it? Even when they are not accurate, they are weighty. Even when the man has not broken into light, as in revelation, the words are still weighty. You can't deny it. That's why a man may not have revelation like you, but somewhere there is weight on the word. That weight may not be according, perfectly according to light. Are you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you can't deny that this one has stayed in the place of prayer. His mouth is some measure sharp. Sharp, not as in accuracy of doctrine, but sharp by reason of consistency in prayers. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And to that degree of that sharpness, there is an effectiveness. You don't understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to you? Maybe I'm actually ministering to those that will be listening to the message afterwards. Amen.
Amen.
But am I saying something to you? Now, Lord Jesus. Anita. He was talking about things that you speak. That Matthew 12. That that what? Let me go there again. Matthew 12. Yes. If you speak against the Son of Man, he will be forgiven. If you speak against the Holy Ghost, say, either you make the tree good and the fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and the fruit will be corrupt. For a tree is known by the fruit. Then, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. The mouth speaketh. The mouth speaketh. And sometimes, part of our problem is that our heart is not yet single. Our heart is what? So our mouth is divided. Just like James chapter 3 says. Said that with the same mouth which we bless God, we also curse men. Said these things ought not to be so. Said, can a fountain spring forth both clean and bitter water? I was hearing Appy saying so, that you can't be praying with the mouth and yet you are complaining with the same mouth. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You can't pray with the same mouth and complain with the same mouth. You are tearing down what you are building. That's why when you see a person complain, it's not giving to prayers. You can't bless God and curse. If the mouth has been consecrated to blessing, you can't use it to curse. It diminishes the strength. Amen.
Amen.
So, when Satan ensures that you, the Satan's first fight is you don't open your mouth. When I say first fight, when after you win the war of desire, the next fight is you don't open your mouth. If you open your mouth, you open it with mixtures. Are you understanding it?
Yes, sir.
With what?
With mixtures.
Mixtures. Mixtures. Unbelief, cares. You put all cursing, all things that violate the law of what you are professing. Because he knows that once there's mixture, if you put hot water and you put cold water, what do you have? Lukewarm water. You no longer have cold water. Say amen.
Amen.
So I said, when we open our mouth, what happens? What comes out? It's spirits. And I said, when we pray, we are not only talking to God. Amen.
Amen.
we are also releasing spirit concerning the situation. We are releasing what? Spirits. 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 Because it is not only Jesus' words that are spirit and life. What did I say?
It's not only Jesus' words that are spirit and life.
It is the nature of words. The kind of spirit it is now determines the kind of vessel, art that is flowing from. Are you understanding it? Are you understanding it?
Yes, sir.
The kind of what? That's why people also so with bad intent. Those words are not ordinary. Evil heart. When a person is not ordinary, spirits find those words as they ride because they are releasing spirits that they can ride on. So a person doesn't need to be a witch. When a person looks at you with bitterness, and then from that wealth of that begins to say things, is just partnering with evil spirits. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
they don't know. But the beautiful thing is this, that when you have light, you know that costless doesn't come. That if you've not broken the hedge, the serpent cannot bite. That's why it's good to stay within the hedge. It's good to what?
Stay within the
edge. Don't say the serpent is harmless. So the serpent is powerful. But stay within what? Stay within the hedge. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
But what am I saying this evening? That Satan doesn't want us to open our mouth. Satan doesn't want you to open your mouth. To open your mouth. What I mean, open your mouth, you can talk to everybody. You can talk concerning everything. But don't open your mouth in prayer. Because when you do, things are released. Not only is God moved to action. Do you know why? Sometimes our normal discussion, interaction is also not powerful. It's because they are not product of things. They are not, we have not purified them in the place of prayer. We have not what? We have not purified them in the place of prayer. Sometimes you need to sift your thoughts in the place of prayer. It's like, you know, how valuable you can see, you can find gold, but raw gold has a lot of impurities. The quality of gold is not just that it is gold, it is how purified it is, how many carats it is. And how many carats it is how much heat you have subjected it to, the degree to which it, you know, how much heat you have subjected it to will degree will determine how much of impurity has departed from it. And will now determine how valuable it is, how pure it is. Our words are powerful naturally, but they are filled with many, many impurities. In the sense that the degree of impurities of those words is the degree of which they are not aligned with the thoughts of God. In the place of prayer, some of those things are removed. Do you understand? The excess is cut off. Complaints cut off. Murmurings cut off. Things that commandments are given to restrict you. The more they are restricting you, the more potent. Speak up. So you will find out that men of prayer are men of few words. Men of what?
Men of prayer, men of few
Men of prayer are men of few words. Anybody that you know that is a talkative, just know that this one doesn't pray. In the morning, you meet him, talking. In the afternoon, talking. Every time, talking. Just know that this one, put him in the place of prayer, it won't last 30 minutes. It won't last. It can't last. It seems as if the more you talk to men, the less you are able to talk to God. It seems as if, I'm not saying it's a rule, but it seems as if, maybe I've not proved, it's a thesis, it's a theory, you need to prove, hypothesis. You may need to, that's, I've not proven it, but it seems to me as though, from my little years of journey, it seems as if the more you talk with men, now I'm not saying you go and be a monk, in the monastery, because you can abstain from all men and yet you are not talking to anything. Do you understand it? But I say, it seems to me that it's inversely proportional. You know, I was listening to somebody online, one of these young ministers, and was saying that one of the secrets to power that you should just lock yourself inside the house. Don't say a word for 24 hours. Don't say a word for 24 hours. Then just come out. Just say a word concerning anything you want. I say, he said, even new agers do it. I say, that one is not spirituality. That one is wanting results. But I say, what is the herbalist? What is the witch doctor? Do you understand it? So they practice silence. You put them. You would look like you put leaf inside your mouth. You just fellowship with wrong spirits. Wrong, and you know, wrong spirit are also eager to answer your prayers. They will just be giving you results. But you know that you have via wogbo. Via wogbo. What my results by? You know, what is she know? So that's not what I'm saying. Please don't go and hear what I did not say. Do you understand it? What I'm saying is this. Instead of using all our time to talk with two men to no avail, we must learn the culture of separating to talk to God. We must what? Separating, shutting down. Shutting down. Otherwise, you have many words but filled with 90% impurity. Sometimes 99% impurity. Sometimes 99.9999% full of impurities. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You see, prayer, I want to teach more, but prayer, I say prayer doesn't begin until you open your mouth. It doesn't begin until you open your mouth. Now, a man can either open his mouth in complaints, in murmurings, and not in petition. That's another place that Satan sits. That, what's the difference between complaining and praying? Complaining, many a time, is telling God about the situation. And your perspective of the situation. And we said in the last teaching that God already knows that. God already what? What constitutes prayer is not informing God about prayers. Even though there is nothing wrong informing God. Or painting the picture as your soul sees it to God. But if that is all you do and it ends there, that is not prayer. So, what then is prayer? What they call prayer is first and foremost faith. Say faith. In the person that you are talking to and in his ability to either resolve a situation or be drawn into a situation. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, prayer doesn't occur until faith is generated. That's where I'm going to. Prayer is what?
Doesn't occur until faith
is generated. Until faith is generated. Prayer doesn't occur until what?
Until
faith is generated. Prayer doesn't occur until faith is generated. You can write that down. Prayer doesn't occur until faith is generated. Prayer doesn't occur. What they call prayer doesn't occur until faith is generated. How do I mean? I have this issue. Talking about interventions now.
Yes, sir.
Or even importation. Whichever it is. As long as it's prayer, it is not prayer until faith. Because remember the children, the Israelites in the wilderness. Say amen. They had a need. Did they talk about it? No, did they talk about it? They talked about it. But it wasn't a prayer. It was what? Murmuring and complaint. And what were they saying? That all of the discourse was about the reality of the situation they were facing. And did not recognize the ability of God to do anything. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, it is not of faith. And a person can talk and talk and even cry before the altar, but it is not of faith. And as long as it is not of faith, it is not in faith, it is not prayer. For example, a person can cry. The reason why he's childless and probably not yet married. And weep 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 and weep. And there is still begging God. He's not sure. He's trying to bribe God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Is and you only arrive at faith where you what? Align with what? God's word. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You only what? You only arrive at faith. It's not even your confidence that God can do it that is faith. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's not your confidence that God can do it that is faith. faith is actually coming to judgment that God can do it. And then you are aligning with how God wants to do it. Do you understand it? Faith is not just your confidence that God can do it. Are you understanding it? Faith is actually more than actually confident that God can do it. How did God say through his word that he will do it? What is the basis upon which he says he will do it? Are you understanding it?
Yes,
now, that is faith. That is faith. It's on the basis of the word. It's on the basis of the word. It's on the basis of the word. So you see that it is very difficult for a heart to arrive at faith in prayer without the word. He can dance around many things, but there is no firm foundation. A little push from Satan will make it unsteady. And to actually get things, you must know. According to that, Mark 11, 32, 23. You are, does not doubt in his heart, but believe it, that all that he says shall come. What is the basis? Are you understanding? So, I must come to faith in my heart. So, I said, prayer does not occur until faith is born in the heart. Faith is born in the heart. Faith is born in the heart. If I only talk to God, and faith has not been born. Is there murmuring or I have not prayed through? I've not what? I've not prayed through. Praying through is actually praying until you burst into faith unlimited. Praying through, what they call praying through, is actually pushing until you burst into that zone or arena of faith that no doubt exists again. And that is based on the word of God. You have broken through. At that zone is thanksgiving. Because even you cannot doubt. You are incapable of producing doubt. Concern. Because something has been bettered inside. So, now, why am I saying all of this? A person can start praying, but as long as he has not prayed through, he has not prayed. Thank you. Prayed is finished. He started praying. But as long as he has not prayed through, he has not prayed. He is still praying. And if he rests and doesn't pray through, he can stay in unbelief. Are you understanding? Are you understanding? So, saying amen doesn't end prayer. Are you understand why? Saying amen is just as long as I've not prayed through. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Saying amen is not what ends the body. We can say amen so that, that's why when we lead prayers sometimes corporately like this, they just raise desires. They are opening, bringing, serving you light so that you can go and burn desires on your own. Because time that we have together is short. Do you understand it? But sometimes we are supposed to continue burning that incense until we have burnt it through. And sometimes as God allows us, we can stay upon a burden until we pray and what? Pray through. And we burst into that zone where faith becomes palpable concerning a thing. I said, you can start praying, but you have not what? Prayed. Until what? You have prayed through. You have not prayed until you have prayed through. And what would I that say? Praying through is pray. You have busted into that zone of faith. Faith where there is no unbelief. There is no unbelief. Again, there's no iota of unbelief. There is no single iota of unbelief again. Even you cannot doubt. Even you. Paul said, even if I or an angel were to come and preach, I don't like Jesus, let him be accursed. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, one of the things that the Lord will make of us in this season, our mouth will become sharper.
Amen.
Our mouth will become sharper. Having spent time in fellowship with God. Not only sharper in the sense of even the accuracy. The Lord will refine it. 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 We will. Will become a sharp threshing instrument having teeth. We'll become what? Sharp threshing instrument having what? Teeth. Sometimes we are paper tiger. Paper tiger. Do you understand it? That cannot bark. Because there's no teeth. You know, just imagine a lion, they've removed all the teeth. He doesn't have what? He cannot harm anything. He's harmless. Satan doesn't want us to open our mouth. Because that opening of the mouth, it doesn't only change your life, it changes the atmosphere and the environment around you. Sincerely, prayer is powerful. It makes what? Power available. I'll just read that James chapter 5 verse 16 lastly, because of our time. Have you been blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Don't keep your mouth shut. Don't what?
Keep your mouth shut.
Don't keep your mouth shut. Now, do you know what I realize? Even when you are not vocal, that the sound is not coming out. Like Anna, he said, her mouth was moving and there was no sound that was heard. Something was happening. So before I use this, it's the heart that prays. That the mouth doesn't need to do anything. Until heaven started showing me scripture after scriptures that your mouth is what does praying. Your heart is what makes it effective. Your mouth is what does pray. Your heart is what makes it effective. Your heart, mouth is what does the pray. Your heart is what makes it effective. But without the mouth, there is no prayer. You have to open your mouth. You know, sometimes, you know, especially some of us that are spiritual, you just have an atmosphere of evil. Maybe you are in his bed. You're half awake, half asleep. You're just contemplating things. You just felt it's as if you had fellowship all through the night. And it's easy at those moments just be like, wow. Your wake up is just as if you were never disconnected from heaven. You know, sometimes that's the time you don't pray. Because you just feel spiritual. You just feel spiritual that, in fact, I was never really, really disconnected. But sincerely, that is the more reason that where we should spend time praying. Many people have lost good fellowship because of those things. It's not that heaven was at fault for giving you that ambience. Sometimes we like feeling spiritual much more than praying, more than staying in fellowship with God. Do you get me? We like just having the feel of spirituality. Or sometimes you can just put a spiritual song or just play a spiritual song. It's good. I'm not against it. Are you understanding?
Yes,
but sometimes that thing itself prevents you. You should use it to enter prayers.
Yes, sir. Yes,
not use it as an alternative.
Yes, okay.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
you should use it to enter. Don't use it as a substitute. It is not a substitute.
Yes,
just grounds where Satan cheats us. I thought I like, wow, Jesus. Satan has cheated us for many years. Like I said, they have their own benefits. But let it not be that has now substituted your prayer life. I mean, when I mean prayer life, understand what I mean? That you don't talk to heaven again. You don't talk to God again. Amen. Hope I've not overflogged this matter. Amen.
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 Amen. Say, open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
And pray.
And pray.
Say, open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
And pray.
And pray.
You know, to some degree, there are some devils that will not leave you until they hear you pray. And pray out. Are you understanding? There are some devils that will not leave you until they hear you pray. Sometimes Pastor Lake Libra, you pray until you hear yourself pray. Until what? You hear yourself pray. Yes. I affirm in the spirit their truth. Until you hear yourself pray, not even the prayer of another, your own tongue.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying is, you need to open your mouth. You need to what? Open your mouth and pray. Stop thinking prayer. Pray prayer. What I say? Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it in the morning. Pray it at noon. Pray it at night. Pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. As you open your mouth, the Lord will now guide you in utterance in prayers. You know, we said when we were talking last week, upper week, we said the heathen think that they'll be heard for their mouth speaking, shay?
Yes,
sir. Really? Our infirmity is our understanding. It's how to pray. We have this infirmity. We don't know what we should pray for and what how we ought to pray. But the Lord doesn't leave us with that infirmity. But we don't overcome that infirmity until we start to pray. Hello? The Lord doesn't what? Leave us with that infirmity. However, we don't overcome that infirmity until what? Until we begin to pray. It is in the place of prayer that we what? Overcome that infirmity. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Romans chapter 8 verse 26. Romans 8 26. The Spirit helpeth us. The Spirit helped us against our infirmities. Is that not what it says?
Yes,
that word helped us against is takes on together with us or partners with us against our infirmity. So the Spirit doesn't do it without you.
Mm.
Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
The Spirit doesn't what?
Do it without you.
Some people have said it that Spirit helps against our infirmity. That Spirit is praying for us. Holy Ghost is not praying for you. Holy Ghost helps. So when you start praying, Holy Ghost partners together with you to overcome that limitation. So when you are not praying, the Holy Ghost is also useless. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So it is in the place of prayer that the infirmity, that infirmity is overcome. So the Spirit helped us against our infirmities. Or takes on together. The word there is sunantai lam banomai. It means to take on together with you. Partners together with you to overcome your infirmity. So the Spirit helped our infirmity. Huh?
For
we know not what we should pray for. As we ought.
But the Spirit itself maketh intercession.
The Spirit maketh in that maketh intercession with us. The rendition is maketh intercessions together with us. The Spirit what? Maketh intercession together with us. Together with us. How?
With groanings. Which cannot be uttered.
Verse 27.
And he that searcheth the heart.
He that searcheth the heart. Knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. So, who owns the heart? Your heart. He that searches your heart knows also what is in the mind, not the heart of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit. So, what is in your heart? The Spirit, because the mind is what relates the vocal cords. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But the mouth doesn't speak without the mind. The mouth doesn't speak mindlessly. Anything that your heart is going to push, your mind is going to process it into thoughts, into words. Are you understanding it?
Yes, sir.
What is your heart? So, he said, he that searcheth the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit. Now, instead of it passing through your own mind.
Okay.
Are you understanding it?
Yes,
that's why when you're praying in the Spirit, your understanding is unfruitful. But this, because the Spirit has bypassed your own mind to overcome the limitation of the utterance. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The Spirit has what? Bypassed your mind. It is now the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He that searcheth your heart. So your heart, the mind of the Spirit, they've joined, they've They've interposed the two. Instead of your mind, your heart flowing through your mind to make utterance, they now said, your heart, the mind of the spirit to make groanings. So he that searcheth the heart knows what is in the mind of the spirit.
Because
he's making. So that intercession is what you are desiring, but is presenting it according to the will of God, which you don't know how to do. You don't know how to push it according to the will of God. But the Spirit is taking the burden. That's why your heart, the desire must be yours. Are you understanding? The desire must be yours. But how to push it is God. So, Edouard Coins. So, sometimes when that's why I say, you must be careful what's in your heart. Because when the Spirit is searching you, what is your heart? What is he finding? When the Spirit is searching your own heart, what is he finding to intercede, to alter according to the will of God? That's why your heart is important. Even if your mind is not fruitful, your heart is important. But of course, teaching have come. While your heart is praying, engage your mind with the word, so that you also can be edified. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Arego tami shabriya fafada. Ardevios semera galiatasis. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. That the Spirit is the one making utterance. That's why. I said that utterance. Bible says in the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully good, appeared upon every one of them cloven tongues like as of fire, and they be filled the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. So the utterance is the expressions of the mind of the Holy Ghost, sometimes in unintelligible words, and then sometimes it breaks into understanding. That is, it sheds light upon your mind. But from the mind of the Spirit. So where the understanding comes from.
Yes,
remember our the understanding.
Yes, sir.
The understanding is actually light from the mind of the Spirit that is now shed upon your own mind.
Then.
Vacation comes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Prayer. Prayer. Tongues will be loose.
Amen.
I said tongues will be loose.
Amen.
Tongues will be loose. Mouth will be open in response to prayer. You know, you can see a person, there is burden to pray. In fact, the spirit, he woke up. He knows you pray. But a spirit of dumbness. You see, when I say dumbness, the mouth is just heavy. Heavy. Sometimes too drunk. And that desire perish. Satan won a warfare that mouth is not able to open and sort out things in the spirit. I say, but from today, heaven will infuse everyone with grace. Not only those that are here, everyone that will hear this message. Grace by the Spirit to overcome that spirit of dumbness. In prayer, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we just pray in the next 2-3 minutes? Can we just lift up our voice and just pray? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. Ensure that your mouth is not closed. Ensure that you open your mouth. Open. Shila mara handelia danan kolete medangaletia. Shushe velete mina papayasa. Shushe filo prendua jabile prata. Le de bila tangulete rieta bayakasi. Lenrueme amfofeste. Shishe fete legalimo nambia brate. Jisho pekiati. Londe bijambria paporonante lieta lieta casta. Jimlianto severia tacalat. Zumne gista taranana toredea. Ligeran riedos sito legaga. O jebie brebria tiliana garada dando siba latashe. O shetilo golomande bria marande bria tabarata. Lusha veleca. Mitava o temembro atabria no chablia da galatandia londebia pateso orina galada galino prendua jabria mamproatash o shejejejeledeante o lemiandria tocolomanda bria da bradolia church o setilo golomambria baria na caradia radegele de gria non churua da varandria dos eliman cleata jangelatia doses. Erudendria takalana nandolos viana chasta. Amen. Amen. We said two things. That is the mouth that prays, but it's the heart that determines the degree of its effectiveness. That even though it's the heart, mouth that prays, the effectiveness of that prayer is tied to the state of the heart. Because what the Spirit searches is your heart. What the Lord searches is your heart. What the Spirit gives utterance to is your heart. Is your heart. Can you pray, Lord, purify my heart? I don't want to be muttering nonsense, because it's much more than the things I articulate in my mind and try to recite to you. You don't get it. It's much more than the thing I articulate and recite from my mind. Prayer does not is not just a recital from the mind. It's an incense from the heart. Is an incense from the heart. So no matter what is in my mind, it is what is in my heart they search out. So, Lord, purify my heart. Correct my heart. As long as my heart, that passage you read in Matthew chapter 12, as long as the heart is wrong, everything that comes out, even if the mind is properly arranged, you know, to before me, you can arrange everything aright. But as long as the heart is wrong, everything that will found out to be wrong. Can you say, Lord, purify my heart. Arrange me properly within to be able to offer well before you. Can we just pray that prayer? That the Lord will purify us within. He will purify us within. He will purify. He will cleanse us. He will arrange us within well. In the name of Jesus. Shigana tolika borinengria kokoronoveva olimunwanja balita nandua takaka o jejela delido lombria bambria kakalo tante ezezima mujembria papalogonria o jemule temlua tablia na katuate etodie meruete vria da kakarona. O jejele de mbria bambria poporo golandria. Genjuruan de gere de gelienruan jevelia. Brasta vavata. La jojonenderia de galadadiendo kokorodovi. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. This is what will make you to understand 1 Corinthians 13 very well. If I speak with tongues of men of angel, and I have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. That having charity is actually a state of the heart. Are you understanding it? It's a state of the heart. 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 That when things found from it, it becomes something. It becomes something. Let me see. When I mean it becomes something, you profit. You don't just have results. You profit unto life. Are you understanding? So what I'm saying is not just principles for getting answered prayers. It's principle of profiting with the mechanic of prayer. Profiting according to God. Can we thank God tonight? Can we say thank you, Jesus? Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. 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 You know what I'm seeing? One of these days, God will just allow us. We'll just come and we'll just start praying. That's what I'm seeing in my spirit. That one of these days, we'll just come and we'll just pray. We'll pray. And we'll just pray 4 hours. We'll pray. There may be no prayer points. We'll just come and just be praying. Something will have rest. The Lord will have infused so much light with inside of us that something will just rest upon us. I see. We'll just pray. Everybody will have sufficient to burn. As everyone will have what? Sufficient to burn. To just burn. To burn. Because they've been making a practice of burning. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We receive that tongue in the name of Jesus. We receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Can we have that quickly as we round up?
Bugaye marugodo bagada gada barua jabugoda ye. Keshimono baragada barua shavarua da galiadea. Even for the future of the church is in your tongue. It's in your tongue. It's in your tongue. It's in your tongue. For a time will come where I will depend so much on the church, even in their saying, even in their saying, even in their saying, for bringing down the future of the church, even to bring down that which I want to do, even in church, even in church, even in in church, for the power of the church is in the tongue of the church. For the power of the church is in the tongue of the church. Is in the tongue of the church. Is in the cooperation of the church. Is in the cooperation of the church. Is in the cooperation of the saying of the church. Is in the cooperation even on the saying of the church. For to bring the future of the church. For to bring the future of the church. For to bring the will of the Lord for the church. Is in the tongue of the church. Is in the tongue of the church. For to really come into the authority of the church. Even on the head, it starts to be by saying of the church, but the spirit and the bride must say, come, Lord. The spirit and the bride must say, come, Lord. The spirit and the bride must say, come, must say, come. You must join on together. You must join on together. I'm training you. I'm training you. Even training you on how to bring the bride. How to bring the bride. How to bring the spirit and joining it in a correlation together, even with the bride, and bring God, and bring God, and bring God. For this is how you bring spirit to the earth, and this is how you bring God even to the earth, by the spirit and the bride. Unanimously saying, come, saying, come, saying, come. If you don't say it, it will not come. If you don't say it, it will not come. If you don't say it, it will not come. For the bride must say, say to the spirit, and God will come, and God will come, and God will come, and God will come. It's a time to train you on how to bring God, on how to bring God, in how to bring God to church, and how to bring God even to church, unto how to bring even the agenda of the God even to church. For men are too far from the agenda of heaven, for they don't know how to say, they don't know how to cooperate even with the spirit, even with the spirit, even with the spirit. For it lies in the power of your tongue. It lies in the power of your tongue. For to bring God, for to bring Jesus, for to bring Jesus, for to bring Jesus, for to hear Jesus is to own the power even of your tongue, in the power of your tongue. And so I'm training you on how to bring God. I'm training you on how to join forces with the forces of heaven, even to bring God, even to bring God. For the power is in your tongue. For the power is in your tongue. Even the power from which we created heaven and the earth is in our saying. God said, and it's established. God said, and it's established. For the creation was not in the thinking of God, it was in the saying of God. It's manifestation, it was in the saying of God. For we create by saying, you also we create, even God in the atmosphere of the church, even by saying. Without saying, we don't create. Without saying, we don't establish. You have to say, you have to say, you have to say, you have to say. For the breath of the bringing of God is in your saying, is in your saying, is in, even in your saying. For the church must be trained on how to say and cooperate with the spirit to bring God agenda. Amen.
Jesus, we honor you, Son of God. Blessed be your name forever. Blessed be your name forever. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Son of God. Glory to you, Son of God.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.